strap your seatbelt on, here we go. So for those who know me, Tom Beal, I'm a cut to the chase, bullet point kind of guy who respects your most precious asset of time. You've invested your time here, and I'm going to respect that, and I'm going to go really fast. Here's a quick Napoleon Hill story. And you see that little note I put there. That's a little tip if you're ever doing slides. Put a little note there so you don't slip past it. So if you know the story of Napoleon Hill, he was commissioned by Andrew Carnegie to produce the works of What It Takes to Be a Success. And then the book that has been a bestseller for decades upon decades is Think and Grow Rich. And that was due to Napoleon Hill accepting Andrew Carnegie's request of him to work for 20 years with no pay. And all Andrew Carnegie was going to do was to introduce him to his influential friends of the early 1900s, to include Henry Ford and Firestone from the Firestone Tires and all the entrepreneurs that were highly succeeding back in the early 1900s. So think about that. You're talking with the wealthiest man in the world at that time, asking you to work 20 years with no pay. And that's not a proposition that many of us would be cool with. But Napoleon Hill accepted it. What Napoleon Hill didn't know and later shared and was shared by Andrew Carnegie was Andrew Carnegie, after he asked the question, he flipped a timer, a little egg timer, and he had 60 seconds where Napoleon Hill, if he'd have taken longer than 60 seconds to make his decision, the decision was off the table. Because he feels people that are successful are decisive. They see all the facts and they're able to make a choice very quickly. Those who aren't successful drag it on and hem and haw and have to go check with people, etc. And that was an interesting thing. So your most precious asset of time, we're going to jump right in and get this thing rolling. So as I mentioned, I'm going to share some marketing stuff for you. So in the right-hand corner there, answer this question. Would you like to hear the starting point of Mike Filsaime and I for all of our campaigns and products that produce tens of millions of dollars in sales over the years? So in the right-hand column over there, let me go check, see who's commenting. Would you like to hear this before we kick off the actual training here? Here we go. Yes, you bet. Okay, Tim Alec, Alan Stacey, Steve Roth, I see you here. Ian Money Kwan, good to see you guys here. All right, Galactic Micro. All right, Mark Peterson, good deal. So, of course, Ian, good job. So apparently people want to hear this. And this is something I normally share on stage at high ticket events, but I'm going to share with you now because I think this will lead directly into what you're going to learn today. So these nine words are where Mike and I started all of our campaigns. Tell your story, share your results, and sell your system. And I'll give original credit to my friends Mike Littman and Jason Oman for this. After years of research back in the early 2000s, they came up with these nine words after studying Tony Robbins, Tony Little, all the successful infomercials on TV. They followed this pattern of telling your story, sharing your results, and selling your system. If you haven't jotted that down yet, jot that down. That can change your marketing. That can make your email copywriting easier, your sales copywriting easier. And that's where we always started. The next part was we went to this three-part process that at the bottom there, you can see I give original credit to my friends John Carlton and Frank Kern for this. Carlton's the one who came up with it, but Kern's the one who reintroduced it in a big way a couple years ago. So after we got those nine words out of the way, then we'd go to this process. Tell them what you've got, tell them what it will do for them, and tell them what to do next. And once that was solidified, we, versus going on and overselling, we asked the question, how long should a sale take? Let me ask you right now, how long do you think a sale should take? Go in the right-hand side over there, type in your answers of how long you think a sale should take. And this is quite important because some people join webinars. Aha, Gino got the answer right. Yep. Gino Dell says as long as it takes. And that's exactly right. About five emails. Anne-Marie, okay, about five emails. Alan, as long as it takes. Great. Now, Anne-Marie, that's great because that's what most people think. They think there's a specified time frame or a specified process. But the answer is a sale only needs to take as long as it needs to take. And I learned this very important lesson years ago as a salesman and became number one in five separate sales organizations. I went in there with a game plan, but I was able to adapt and implement the feeling of where it was flowing to go as long as it needed to go. So I'm not going to hold you on this webinar. Galactic Micro, yes, as long as it takes. Ian, 5 minutes or less. Yes, if in some situations it can, but in other situations it can take years. So there is no definite time frame or process, but the sale takes as long as it needs to take. Are we selling impulse or buy large ticket? Correct. And each of those scenarios have varying differences. Good point, Galactic. So I'm not going to hold you on this webinar. Have you ever been on a webinar where they showed you what it was? They showed they, you know th those processes that I can go back here. They told you what they've got. They told you what it will do for them, and then to tell them what to do next took forever. So I'm going to get right to it, and we're going to jump right in.